another state fire a lot in the news over the past 24 hours up in Custer County in the Broken Bow area. Billy, I know you've been following that, and I'm texting you this morning. No, none of your department made the trip up there, but you're on call, on standby, aren't you?
Yeah, so we did get notified yesterday afternoon that our task force team could be deployed to the area, and then there were conversations last night about it, and then this morning that even with today, because they're in red flag warning up there, that there's a possibility that this team could be deployed up there again. But, you know, we didn't have to go, thankfully, but we did have, we had one yesterday that we helped another department on late yesterday afternoon. And so it's happening. It's hard to believe that, you know, with all the snow and the cold, now we're at 70 degrees and red flag warnings. And, yeah, it is wet. It is muddy. You know, it was hard to get around yesterday for that fire, and so it was a lot of groundwork walking and you know, with UTVs and things like that, because the trucks are going to get stuck. But the grass on top is tall, and it's still going to burn. So it's a problem.
You remind folks, and I know you post this on your Facebook page, that we're dealing with the folks burning maybe tree piles right now. If you have a permit to do this, you got to have a permit to do this. Is that right?
Right. So the state of Nebraska has a statewide burn. And so what you do is, in order to burn outside, the burn ban for the state says that you have to have a permit from the fire department, the fire chief. And so we issue permits for, like, tree piles, things like that. Now, we allow people to still burn trash in containers, you know, so if they have a tank or a barrel. And then, like, fire pits are, you know, exempt from that. So people can still do that. But we ask that if people are burning trash or burning in a fire pit, that they use their brains and go, okay, it's a little too hot. We shouldn't be doing that. And so, you know, watch the weather, make sure the wind isn't blowing. And then when you do have a fire pit or trash, you know, make sure that you do have it out. It's cold, you know, or you have a hose nearby. But that is allowed. But like the big tree piles, we have to issue a permit. And the problem that we've seen over the last several years is we will give a permit for trees in the snow, which is an opportune time to do it. And then a couple weeks later, we get weather like this, and then we get a day with like 30, 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds. It stirs up that tree pile, and it gets into that tall grass, and then it starts fire. And, you know, we've seen it be a month later, 2 weeks later, that it stirs up those embers in the trees, and it starts fire. So we're at that stage now.
And you know darn well, when it comes springtime, with March, April, May, the winds around here are really going to kick up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently we have a lot of windy days now for some reason. I don't ever remember it being this bad.
Yeah, for the long springtime, it seems like it's always sometimes the windiest part of the seasons. It just like that. And we would love a little bit more moisture. Mother Nature, give us some more stuff, because you're going to be all the fire departments around the state are going to be on alert if this continues.
Yeah. I mean, we all kind of saw it coming. We, you know, last week we were talking about how we were going to get burn permits out towards the end of the snow, because we saw the temperatures rising and they were warning us. You know, we meet with the weather service every couple months in a meeting. You know, we have a big meeting through the LEPC, and they tell us what the forecasts are looking like. And they were like, hey, this is going to happen. Watch out. You know, we work with the Forestry Service. We talked to them this weekend. Again, they're just like, hold on. And you know, the conversation yesterday was, I didn't mean this quickly that we were going to see fires across the state. And so it's happening, and those burn permits, you know, we're glad to issue them when it snows and when we have good rain and things like that. But again, we have to make sure that they're out. And so now we're calling and texting all of the people that we did issue burn permits, going, just go check them and make sure they're out. You know, whether it's trash or if you had a fire pit the night before or if you had a big tree pile, just go check them and make sure they're out. If they're not out, see if you can bury them, see if you can put a sprinkler on them, or if you want to just call us and say, hey, would you just bring a truck out and help me make sure that this is out, we'd be glad to do it, because we'd rather do that than have to be out there fighting fire.
Well, we hope you don't get called for a broken bow. Hopefully that situation is hopefully gets over the next day or so. Throughout the day, you get more good news throughout the day than bad.
Right. Yeah. Broken Bow and Custer County's had a pretty good run of fires and everything else, you know, for quite a while. So we're hoping that it gets better for them, because that's a lot.
Billy, you got a lot of this information, too. Check out your Facebook page as well. You post a lot of stuff on a daily basis, don't you?
We try.